This is the first episode of what I'm going to be calling True Blue Radio. Now, I say this is going to be tentatively called True Blue Radio because I'm probably going to be pissing off a lot of liberals and a lot of Democrats in these podcasts. So let's just dive right in, shall we? I'll start out with saying is that I am a Democrat. I do consider myself liberal. But sometimes it's hard to be a liberal in today's environment. Because things have gone, well, extreme. The right has gone completely right, and the left has gone completely left, and there doesn't seem to be a space in the middle, or even left of the middle, for regular people. So today I thought I would talk about Bernie Sanders. Now, I have many problems with Bernie Sanders, but let's start out with the things that I liked. I think he has many great ideas. I think that he's a great campaigner, and he can build grassroots organizations in many ways similar to what Obama did in 2008, especially with young people. Young people really like Bernie, and they did in 2016 when he ran against Hillary, and they like him a lot now. Now, if you ask my mother, who is very conservative, she would say that they like Bernie because he's promising them a lot of free stuff. And I think that's where a lot of more moderately minded liberals, if that we can use that term, have a problem with Bernie. He has many ideas that will cost a lot of money. And I'm not sure that the very young amongst our population realize that these things do cost money. No matter how good the ideas are, they are definitely going to cost us a lot of money. Now, I don't care about figures. Not really. Republicans will spout out $32 trillion or some nonsense about Medicare for all. And really, I don't know if that number is right or not. Probably not. The government never does anything on budget. Never have, never will. It's just the way we do business. So figures don't matter. What does matter is that it's going to cost a lot of money, and we will have to pay for it. No matter how good the idea is. And the problem with Bernie is he has a lot of those ideas. So he wants to forgive student loan debt, existing student loan debt. He wants to make college tuition free. He wants to do Medicare for all. And several other highfalutin ideas that are just impossible. So that is my problem with Bernie Sanders, is that he has ideas that are impossible. Even if, so let's say for a moment that we could forget that these things cost money, but we still have to live with today's political atmosphere such as it is. How are we going to get these things past Congress? I think one of the things we forget with how sensationalized the media is about the presidential elections, that the president doesn't have the kind of power that they can do whatever they want. They have to work within the law, and that means that they have to go through Congress. And now, I don't know if you listeners know this or not, but let me let you in on a little secret. Congress is a fucking mess. And this is on both sides. The leaderships of the Democrats are so busy trying to beat the other side, they have no ideas. And the Republicans are just corrupt. Congress is broken. And honestly, Bernie should know that better than anyone, seeing as how he's a member of Congress. The real problem is that Congress is broken and it's never going to be fixed. Not in our lifetime. We need a third party or something. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that in a future episode, what we can do to fix Congress. Now, if that isn't a Herculean task, I don't know what is. What I will say is that in that scenario I posed where we could just ignore that these ideas cost money, he's not going to be able to get through Congress. Even if both houses of Congress are ruled by Democrats, which they're not going to be, there's no way he gets those things through Congress. Obama had both houses full of Democrats, and he couldn't pass even a public option for health care. The best he was able to do was Obamacare, and frankly, Obamacare is a mess. It was fine for what it is. It included a lot more people in health care, but there's still 25 million people who don't have health care. It didn't solve the problem of high health care costs. Really, that is the problem, is that these problems, excuse me for using the word twice there in a row, are just really hard to solve and maybe even impossible to solve. I think in a future episode we'll talk about healthcare and some of the ideas I have, but in the end, who am I, right? I mean, I have ideas, and I'm going to share them in this podcast that no one will listen to. In the end, Obama and Bush and Clinton and the other Bush and all the presidents before them couldn't solve this problem. I don't have a chance for doing it. So, let's go back to the topic. Bernie Sanders. The biggest problem outside of the whole paying for things that I have is that he can't win in November. If he gets the nomination, by the time November comes, everyone in the country will be able to spell the word socialist very easily. It'll be stamped on all of our foreheads, because I would bet all the money in my pockets versus all the money in your pockets, to quote Toby Ziegler, that Trump will run ad after ad after ad calling Bernie Sanders a socialist. And in this day and age, there's no more foul word than socialist. Even liberal, people praise liberals before they'd ever vote for a socialist. Even if Bernie Sanders isn't a socialist, I don't know if he is. I think he claims to be, from what maybe that recent 60 Minutes interview says. I don't know, I didn't watch it. What I will say is that a lot of his ideas are socialist, and I think when we boil it down, Bernie has a lot of ideas, and he, like I said, there were a lot of good ideas, and, you know, putting aside the whole we need to pay for these things is just too much at once. And I understand he's running for an election, he wants to put his ideas out there, but we're only going to be able to do this if we ease in and explain why these ideas are good a little bit at a time. You can't hit people over the heads with something that's basically going to be impossible to pass through Congress, that's going to be impossible to pay for. People are going to know that, and they're not going to vote for him. It's just as simple as that. Even people who consider themselves Democrats will likely stay home because they'll know that Bernie Sanders has no chance of beating Trump. I'm not talking about the people who really like Bernie, because they're obviously going to vote for him. But people like me, and people who consider themselves moderate Democrats, even moderate liberals, aren't going to be able to vote for him. If I vote, I'll probably vote for a third party if Bernie gets the nomination. And that's sacrilege, right? You're taking a vote away from Bernie and keeping him from out of the White House, but he doesn't have a chance if he wins the nomination. He just doesn't. And that's a shame. I mean, there are other reasons why you might not like Bernie. I mean, he is really old. I mean, I understand it is like, what, 76 or something? But 76 is old. Maybe if he was going on his second term, that'd be fine. But he's already had health problems. I mean, just adding all of these things together, I just don't see how he wins in November. Now, I mean, we could talk about the other candidates as well that are going up against him. And maybe we will in the next episode. One thing is for sure. We'll just kind of put this out there. Bernie Sanders, I think, has a lot of great ideas, but there are a lot of problems with those ideas, and he hasn't presented, I think, he hasn't presented an appropriate way to pay for his ideas. Taxes? I mean, the mantra for Democrats for as long as there have been liberal Democrats have been to raise taxes on the wealthy. And while I think that that's probably a good idea, I think we should also close loopholes and make wealthy corporations pay what they should be paying. That's a good idea. I mean, we don't have to raise the corporate tax rate back up to 70% like it was. We can keep it at 35, just like make sure they pay 35. But tangent aside, raising wealthy taxes up another 1% isn't going to pay for Medicare for All. Not even close. It's not going to pay for free college tuition. Not even close. It's not going to pay for excusing current student loan debt. Not even close. It just won't. It just doesn't bring in enough money. We'd have to get rid of the military and sell Ohio if we wanted to pay for even one of Bernie's grand ideas, no matter how good those ideas are. So, the question is what the solution is. Well, one of the solutions is we're not going to elect Bernie Sanders to the White House. It's just not going to happen. At least, I'd be so shocked if he got the nomination and then went on to win it in November. It also brings me back to my original point at the beginning that sometimes it's really hard to be a liberal Democrat. Because since Obama, we haven't had a good nominee. We haven't had good people seeking the nomination. We just haven't. I really like Mayor Pete. I really do. I think he's the most moderate of the current swath of candidates that we have running for the Democratic nominations. I'm just not quite sure that he can win in November either. We got a lot of bigots in this country that probably won't vote for a gay man. And that's, I mean, maybe someday that won't be the case, but I think right now with the way things are, he couldn't win either. No matter how more moderate of an ideas he has compared to some of his competitors. So, I guess we're running up to 15 minutes here. I was kind of hoping to make it to half an hour, but I would just be repeating myself over and over again. And I'm sure as I do more of these episodes, I'll be more prepared to add some extra topics. So, I think I'll wrap it up there. If you want to get in contact with me, you can do so at truebluradiopodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at truebluradio. You can also follow me personally at MTWB on Twitter. And I believe that is it. I'll record one or two of these a week where I can just sit and rant as much as I want and do whatever I want. Like I said, I doubt anybody listens to this. Even if they do, welcome. Share your comments via email or in YouTube. If I post this on YouTube, you can put them in the comments. I'll respond. I like debating with people. Just be kind to everybody and to me. You know? Don't threaten to kill me. That'd be rude. Anyways, I'll see you next time.